We're holding daf mem vov from an aleph on top. Moshe says again, we're trying to bring a raya where the teich zman is called kalach zman ulefnei zman. That means, let's say the boy or the girl brings Cyrus, have two hairs by oisa mokum before they actually become bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. What's kalacha? So more again, top onto medayik the time of liachas manhu. In the Mishnah, the reason why we say he's called a gadol or gadolom after the age is only because she has to have two Cyrus and it's also liachas man. Who do Gomel Elimul say? That's when he's finished to be a complete Godel Gedoyla. But Mashm clearly from the Mishnah, Teich Zman, let's say they're less than 12 years old by a girl or less than 13 years old by a boy, it's Kalifnei Zman, that's called Lifnei Zman, that they do not have a lock like a Godel or a Gedoyla. For Yoid, secondly, like this. Most of the observers, there is the question. The Pasuk says, Ish Kiyafli Lindor Neder. The Pasuk speaks that clearly to make a Neder. Now, Matam, what's the Pasuk have to say, Ish? Is Larabbis ben Yud Gimushanov Yemechod to include that a boy 13 years old in one day, Shafu P. Shenya De Lahafli Nadorov, Kayam, even though he does not speak it out clearly, still is Nadorim Ischal. As actually Mishnah says, once he's Bar Mitzvah, then even though he says he doesn't know what he means, still we say the Nadir Ischal. The Rechidim, what's the case talking about? If this boy does not have two hairs, then cotton, no, he's still called a cotton. So why is Allah Kataka to say his neder is chal? Elolava must be talking about the Yaisish Tesiris, that he has two hairs, that he did grow two hairs, the Biyoisamokim. If so, then the Diyak is, the time of what do we say is called a godl over here, that his neder is chal no matter what? For time of the Ben Yud Gimel V'Yomechud, only because he's already 13 years old in one day. Tevela Ish is called an Ish. That's the loch of an Ish. But Mashma clearly, Hotoich Zman, let's say in the middle of the 13th year, he's not 13 years, complete years, in the middle of it, between 12 and 13. Then Klifnei Zman, Mashmi's Klifnei Zman, he's not considered a Godel, even though he has two Cyrus. If so, Tiyufta, that's a good kasher, according to Man Yemer, want to say that Toich Zman is considered Kliach Zman. Nothing more says you should know Omer of Nachmon Kitanoi. This really is a machlokes anoyim. If a kid brings two Cyrus, has two Cyrus before his bar mitzvah, is that considered Cyrus or not? It's a machlokes anoyim. And we learn like this, that it says Ben Teshonim Shevi Beis Cyrus Ashuma. It's a Gemara Kedushin that if a boy 9 years old has two hairs growing there, Beisamokim, that's nothing. It's like Ashuma, it's like a ward. It's nothing. That's not considered Osiris. Now, what's going to be mi ben tes? What's going to be mi ben tes v'yad yud beishon v'yemechod from 9 years old until 12 years old in one day? Shuma, it's still called the shuma. It still means nothing. It's like a ward that just eventually, maybe later on, real Osiris will grow there. But right now, it's not considered Osiris. Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda Weimer, Simon. He also knows that it is called the Simon. And according to Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda, from the age of 9 until 12, if he has Teish Cyrus, that's called a good Simon. We'll soon see what that means, it's called a good Simon. Now, Ben Yud Gimel Shanu V'Yemechud, once the boy is over by mitzvah, he's 13 years old in one day, then Divri Hakol Simon, everybody agrees that if he has Shnei Cyrus, it's called Simonim. So Moz Medayik, Hagufa kasha is a kasha in the brace for itself. Or mat, the first you tell me, miben tes fiyad yud beishanu v'yemechot shuma. That what, from 9 until 12 years old, that's called a shuma, just on a ward. Stomach growth is not called Cyrus, really. But mashma, though, ha yud gimul shon agufa, when he starts his 13th year, as when he's 12 years old in one day, that whole next year until he becomes 13 in one day, that whole 13th year, ha yud gimul shon agufa, Simon, it is called the good Simon. If you have Shnei Cyrus, then it's called the good Simon. Vodatoni, then the Brisa says no, that the Ben Yud Gimel Shon of Yemechot Simon, only when he's already 13 years old and one day from then onwards do we consider the two hairs to be called the Simon, but not before. Ha Yud Gimel Shon Mashma, before he became Bar Mitzvah, the last year, the year of his 13th year, before he finished the 13th year, during that year, Gufa Shum, it's called a Shum, it's called a Ward, it's not called a real Shnei Cyrus, it's a Stira. Samura says, my love, isn't the Pshat of Yer Tanoi, it's a Machlokes Tanoim, that the Ma'asova Toich Zman Kalach Zman, one holds that Toich Zman, Ragashi says, Ho Yud Gimel Gufa Simba, Filu Rabbonin, even according to Rabbonin, Mashmet's a good Simba, then it's Mashmet's no. So Marash says, "My love to Noi Vali with Rabbanan." According to Rabbanan, that Yud Gimel have a Toich Zman Latinik Kedatoni Bemasnisin, that during the 13th year, that's a Zman of a Tinik, like it says now Mishnah. So if it's like this, Machlokes to My love to Noi, the Masav a Toich Zman is Kalacha Zman. One holds it is called like a Nacha Zman. No, it's called Klefneisman. That's good for the Machlokes over here. Whether that year, the 13th year, when he's 12 years old in one day, until he becomes 13 years old in one day, that whole year, it's a Machlokes. If you bring Shnei Cyrus to that year, is he considered a god or not? So, of course, it's a Machlokes Anoyim. Some of us doesn't know. That could be that maybe that's not the Machlokes. I'll tell you, Lloyd, that's not the pshat over here. It could be really, I tell you, the Kuli Yalma Toich Zman Klefnei Zman. Everybody holds that Toich Zman really considered like Klefnei Zman. You bring Shnei Cyrus, then you're not considered like a Godel. Vidi Vidi Biti Noikis. And both are talking about what? By a girl, not by a boy. And Vereisha Rebbe, the Reisha goes, Rashi, the Reisha, the Meshavius Yud Gil Musim, the one that says at 13, it is called the Vade Simin. That goes according to Rebbe. The Rashi that Rebbe before said, "B'tinoikis have a yud gimel liyachasman." That by tinoikis yud gimel, that's called liyachasman. V'seifer b'shirim ben Elazar. Rashi v'seifer the mashmer what that during that 13th year means from 12 years old until they become 13 years only called the shuma. That goes according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that he held before. That 13th year is still considered like a ketana by a girl. So therefore, even though he has the Shnei Cyrus, that she has Shnei Cyrus, that means nothing. So really everybody holds here that when you have 2 years before you become the years of a Godol, it means nothing. Here it's only Machlokes by a Tinoikis, at what age does she become a Gedola? Does she become a Gedola at 12 in one day, or at 13 in one day? If you boys have another pshat, if I could tell you, both is talking about a tinnik. The boys say, if you want to answer you like this, both is talking about a boy. And the opposite way, Vereisha Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, that he holds that a boy becomes a bar mitzvah at 12. The Sefer Rebbe, it holds that a boy first becomes bar mitzvah at 13. The boys say, if you want to answer you, the boys say, both go according to Rebbe. Ho betinnik, ho betinnikis. And the boy say, don't have to say it's a machlokes anoyim. It's just one is talking about a machod, b'loy pligi. One is talking about a boy, one is talking about a girl. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says now, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, he holds simin. Yes, it's called the simin. The Teich Zman is called the simin. Omer Rabbi Krustoi, Pered Rabbi Shapsoi. Vu shoydin boy. That thing means to say it's a simin, means to say if it's still on him. Rashi says means kishihigdol. It means the simin, the two Cyrus came before he was 13 years old in one day. And it stayed on him until he became 13. So then those two Cyrus are still called the simin godol. So as soon as he becomes 13 in one day, his bar mitzvah becomes a godol. Rashi says kishigdol. Avon noshu bintem. Let's say they fell off. Igloi milsa. Then we see clearly it was only a shum, it was only like a ward. That's not called the simin. That's called Vushoidin Boy. Verse says now, Tanya Nam Yochi, learn like this also, Tanya Nam Yochi, that Ben Tesh Shonu V'Yemechot. That it says, Ben Tesh Shonu V'Yemechot, a boy that's 9 years old in one day, Shevi Beis Shiris, that he brought 2 hairs, Shuma, that's called the Shuma, it's a ward, that means nothing. What about Mi Ben Tesh V'Yad Yud Beis Shonu, from 9 years old until 12 years old, V'Yemechot, V'Yoidin Boy, and the 2 hairs are still there, Shuma, it's still called the Shuma, it's not called the Simin. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Simin is called the Simin. And Omar Rava says like this. So Kitsi, see here, the Machlokes is that when it's Oidin Bo, when the 2 hairs are still there, is that called the Simin or not? So Omar Rava says that Hilchos, so what's the Maskana, what's the Loch over here? That Toich Zman, Kifnei Zman. That if you have Teishna, Shnei Cyrus, Toich Zman, it's considered Kifnei Zman, that's not called a Simin. It's only if the 2 hairs grow after it becomes, or when it becomes a gedolah, but not before. It becomes a gadol, not before. Rav Shmuel bar Zutra Masnilo Lishmaite the Rav by Lishni. He learns Rav's halacha like this. That Omer Rav says like this. Kitano, a girl, Kol Yud Bei Shono, the whole 12th year, in other words, when she's 11 years old in one day, starting the 12th year, that whole year, Mema Enes, she could still make Mian, though she's still called the Kitana. Let's say she was married midi rabbanon, that without a father, just a brother, or she married herself off, so it's a kedushin midrabbanan. The halacha is when she wants to say goodbye, they just say goodbye mimemenes melechus. Rashi says, "V'ein chish, we're not afraid. Shem aviyah beisharis neighbor, she has stay cyrus, because even if she brought stay cyrus that year, they're only considered a shuma that does not make her into a gedola. Therefore, kedushin is only midrabbanan, and therefore she could just mimemenes, just say goodbye in front of two edim, and that's called a mian." Mikan v'elichdo, but after she's 12 years old, then she cannot make miyun, because we have to be afraid, maybe she has shtei saros and she's a gedola, and then she'll need a get. But v'yena chaletz says you can't make chalitza either. So the question is, hagufa kasha, it's a question what you're saying here. Hagufa kasha, Amat, you're telling me what, ain't a mamenes, she can't make miyun. Alma, what are you telling me now, gedola, she's considered a gedola once she becomes 12 years old in one day. So the question is, Igdurli, she called the Gedurli, Techlitz, why can't you make Chalitza also? And Gedurli can make Chalitza. Fichitim, maybe you'll answer me, Misafkele, you have to doubt whether she's called the Gedurli or not. The question is, why? Omi, Misafkele, Voma Roba, Kitana, she gilachal, she chlal, she noisil, Eina Tricha, Bedika. Roba himself holds that a Kitana, once she becomes the age of 12 years old in one day, we do not have to check her out even. Why? Because it's a chazoka, heviyu simonim. It's a chazoka that says that, yes, she has stay cyrus, that she is considered a gedola. She was considered a gedola, that's why she can't make miyun anymore, but neither get. So go the same sphere should be for chalitza also. You should be able to give the chalitza once she's 12 years old, we say she's a gedola. So Marit says, hani mili bistoma. That's only bistoma. By a normal girl, menastam, we said that she's a gedola at 12 years old. Abul hocha debot kubliyashkuchu. Here the case was that they checked her out and they saw that she did not have two Cyrus. So that's why here he says that she can't make chalitza. So the question is, yachiv sol tumoyin? So why can't you make miyun then? If you know clearly that she does not have two Cyrus, she's not considered a gedola. So she'll be able to make miyun also. So Mar says no on this. Choshishim were afraid that Shema Noshru, that maybe there were two hairs there and they fell off. So therefore, we did not let her make miyun, but we go l'chumra both ways. What did she cannot make chalitzer either, since right now there's a reis, so we see that there are no Cyrus right now. Smor says, no, honicha, this is good l'man, the yom ha-choshishim. They were afraid to say that maybe the Cyrus fell off, maybe it was noshu. Then that's a machloikis, like having more in your vomis. El l'man, the yom that holds ein choshishim, then no, if we see right now there are no Cyrus, we do not say maybe they were there and they fell off. But rather, in Chushin, said, Ma'iklamim, what could you say? Ma'iklamim, what could you say over here? The Yitmuk is going like this. Rav Papa Ghomel, Ein Chushin, Shem Menoshu. No, if you check her out right now and you see she has no simonim, we say for sure she is a katana. And we do not say that maybe they were here, there, and they fell off. Rav Papa Yama, Chushin, no, we are afraid maybe there was here, there. So, when we say this, Lenin Chalitza. Only for Chalitza Taka do we say that we're not Chushis. The Chumra, and therefore we said that she cannot make Chalitza since right now she does not have two Cyrus. Avolinyan Miyun, when they get to this local to go to Kula by Miyun, Choshin, here we are afraid to say no, that maybe she is a Gedola, maybe she had Shnei Cyrus and they fell off. But I call upon the Mechalitz a proof here, the man the Yama Choshin, the one that says yes, we are afraid to say that maybe two hairs were there and they fell off. Then Choletzis, and the one that says, yes, we're afraid that maybe the war here is there, so you want to tell me now that she gave him a chalitza, question is why? Like, you're only telling me now, the man Yomah says, ain't choshishin. Then the pshat is that you cannot make chalitza. But mashm, according to man Yomah, says, choshishin, we are afraid to say that even though you check her out now, and she did not have Shnei Cyrus, but you're afraid maybe she had Shnei Cyrus, we're afraid like that. If so, then you want to tell me to make chalitza, why? V'choshishin b'yamakom, it's tamach shash, it's like a suffix, that's all. But Avada to say that she badly hatched a star with the mega chalitza, that we can't say either. It's more so like this. El Yerlim really delayed both the case, no, they did not check the girl out. Olinin chalitza chashina. The reason why we say by chalitza, you cannot make chalitza, because with chashina, maybe she does not have Shnei Cyrus. Because all we know is that she's 12 years old in one day, but we do not know that she has Shnei Cyrus. The chi kama rabba, when does rabba say chazoka? Does chazoka say that the girl at 12 years old in one day has Shnei Cyrus? That's only lemiyin, that's only with the rabbanon. On the rabbanon de kalocha, we're saying to say the chazoka, the mistamish is a real good ayla. Therefore, once she becomes 12 years old in one day, minastam will maksika to be a good ayla, and she cannot make mean anymore. Now, if she wants to get out, she has to have a get. But a chalitza boy bedika, but for din the yiraisa that she be able to receive chalitza, case where she's yavama, That's it. He writes the Glocha over there. We're not samech on this chazaka. And then we talk and say maybe there was no Shnei Staris, and therefore we say that you cannot make chalitza. That's the cloud here. The Midrabonim was samech on this chazaka. That's the Glocha of every bar mitzvah bacham. The Midrabonim the Glocha was samech on this chazaka to say that the Ben has Shnei Staris. But for Dindi writes, so they were not samech until we know for sure that he has Shnei Staris b'yosamokim. Yes, that even though we check her out now and we see she does not have Shnei Saris now, still we're afraid maybe she had Shnei Saris. But the Hanim Midwan was this said, where they made Kedushin b'teichzman, or boy uliachasman. Like, when do we say that Chayshin and Sheman Oshru? In other words, that you want to tell me that you cannot make meat anymore? Again, you have this girl, 12 years old, and one day, even though we check her out now and see she does not have simonim, still we're afraid maybe she did have simonim, they fell off. When do we say that, hey, the kid Shabbatah's man, when they made the Kedushim, when she was a katana, or boy, Liyachah's man, but a koponim, they did have via, they lived together, after she became 12 years old in one day. In such a case, the Yikos Sveikah derives, now it's a Sophic Midiraisa, that on the tzad that she did have Shnei Simonim when she was 12 years old in one day, and then they had to be, they lived together, that's like a Kedushim Midiraisa, so therefore the Mekudesh is Midiraisa. So now, if you want to give me, and we have to be afraid, no, you can't give me, and because maybe there was a Kedushim Midiraisa, you have to have a get. But they only had the bia from before, and after she comes to Gedolah, they did not have any bia. So for sure, the kedushin is not midiraisa, since the kedushin for sure is only midirabbanan and echanami. Then we do not say chashin shem and ashrum, and then she couldn't make mian. Now, Omer Rav Huna, hegdish viochal uloiko. Let's say this person now was makdish something, and then he ate from it. So look, you get Malkus. Rashi says it means Toichas man tinek yedei lachliya. You have a boy that's only 12 years old and 2 months. So look, we have in the Mishnah is that his neder, if he knows l'shem ma, that he's making the neder, it's chal. So what's going to be now if he made a hegdish and he knew what he was talking about? So hegdish is chal. And now the ochal he himself eats from it. So he says the chiddush now that look, you'll get Malkus for it. Even though Lamais, he's still a cotton, he's only 12 years old in a few months, but still he holds for this parsha of Nedorim, Shnema, the Pasuk says, Ish ki yachlu lindor, v'lo yachlu devoroi, so dashu like this, ko she yeshna ba'aflo, yeshna ba'al yachal, v'cho sheina ba'aflo, yeshna ba'al yachal, whoever's in this parsha to make the nether, like here, this cotton, the year before his bar mitzvah, he's in the parsha, if he knows l'shema, he's saying his nether is chal, Suadin is Bechlal, this lav will get Malkus, only this lav, no other Anshin. Other Anshin talk he would not get. But this one lav, that's the Chiddush of Rav Huna, that will get Malkus for this lav. Mosiv Rav Huna by Yehuda. He asked the question, Mosiv Rav Huna by Yehuda, or Lisiul Rav Huna, to bring a raya to Rav Huna.